Our children have more going on than ever before. So what are parents to do? Melissa in the Morning presents For the Kids, now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Oh man, if I'm being honest, the average adult really struggles with time management and being as productive as we possibly can be. So how in the world do we expect our kids to be good at it? Well, this morning we have probably the perfect person to talk about how to be more productive as adults and how do we pass those skills on to our children. We have an attorney who became a productivity coach here in Connecticut. His name is Dr. Donald Wetmore. And Don Wetmore years ago actually was on WICC with our very own Tim Quinn, which is so neat. And he created about 30 years ago Productivity Institute. And in those 30 years, he has made speaking presentations across the country, across the globe, and he has helped more than 100,000 people with becoming more productive. Don, welcome to WICC. Welcome back, I should say. I'm glad I'm chatting with you.
It's a pleasure to be back.
I'm so glad to have you here. First of all, how in the world did you go from attorney to focusing on productivity and coaching people?
Well, it's just it just morphed into that way. My practice was business law. And I'm an entrepreneur, and questions would come up about, and clients would ask if I could do some consulting work, and so one thing led to another. So this is my full-time thing. I still practice law.
That's amazing.
A little bit. My son's an attorney, my daughter is, and my son-in-law's an attorney as well. And when the four of us get together, it is not a pretty sight.
Oh, I would imagine. Oh, my goodness. I don't know who wins in those fights. Does it change every time?
Objection. Pass the peas, please.
Right? That's so funny. Well, I think this is so neat, and I am so glad that we somehow, some way, I think it was my producer who found your business. Tell us about Productivity Institute. Tell us what it is.
What I do is I teach people how to rebudget their time. My promise to my clients is that I can show them how to double their productivity. And I remember that when I first mentioned that to a prospective client, you mean, oh, what you want me to do? Instead of working 8 hours a day, I'm going to work 16 hours a day.
not quite.
And I said, no, if I could show you how to double your productivity and do it in half the time. And they said, well, that's just impossible. But here's how it works, okay? We're all very busy. We're doing things. We categorize our time, the time that we're spending, on a simple scale, A, B, C, and D. A means really good, crucial things. B means important things, but not really crucial. And C time is, it's a little value. And D time is unproductive time. And our studies have shown that 80% of time is spent on those C's and D's.
Yeah.
Unproductive time. So if we could take maybe just 20% of that and move it over to the A and B time, and getting instead of 20% of our time is A and B time and really productive time, it's now 40%.
Wow. So, and you're able to do this, you said, in 38 days? You're able to see a huge change for your clients in 38 days?
Yeah, and that's a good point. The the programs that I do, I talk about what you need to do and how to go about doing it, but we need to change our behavior. And it doesn't just happen overnight. It's just not magic. And it's true it takes about a month or so to get into a new emotional or physical habit. So I give them the tools to do it, and then it becomes a cop.
Let me ask you this, Don Wetmore. How much harder has it gotten for you to be able to, if I were to make a guess, 30 years ago, there was no social media. Heck, there were no computers. There were no cell phones. How much harder has it gotten to get people to flip those C and D's to A and B's? For example, with technology advancements, I would think I know for myself, whenever I'm not productive or I fall behind on something, it's because I probably was scrolling on Instagram for 20 minutes too long, if I'm being honest.
Well, the programs that I do deal with some of the tools and techniques and the like, but a lot of the programs that I do deal with the things, the distractions that are keeping us from being productive.
The distractions, thank you.
Communication skills and information overload, dealing with social media. I'm doing a lot of conflict resolution work today. There's so much of that, and what it drives on our productivity.
Mm.
So those things that take away the opportunity to be productive.
That's amazing.
Add to our productivity as well.
Wow. Okay, so we have Don Wetmore here. Dr. Don Wetmore, I want to make sure I use your title correctly. He is a productivity coach. He's actually created what's called Productivity Institute. About 30 years ago, he did that. And since then, he has already helped more than 100,000 people here and across the globe, really talking about how to be more productive. And you've said that you can make people twice as productive after they finish your program. How do you do that? I know you were saying kind of reestablishing importance of, you know, prioritizing. You know, that's something we're really bad at on average, is prioritizing what needs to get done, what I can maybe get done, and what really doesn't need to happen. You're reorganizing that. So does that mean you have to rework the brain, rework habits? How do you go about making someone twice as productive?
There's only three reasons for engaging a coach. A business coach, a productivity coach, a sports coach. Everybody's at their reality. We'll call that point A.
Mm-hmm.
And reason number one that somebody might want to consider to have a coach is they want to be somewhere else. And let's call that point B.
Right. They want to improve.
But they don't know what point B is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck in my career. My marketing isn't working for my business. And I want something different. I don't know what it is. So a coach can be very helpful in identifying and adding specifics to that.
Sure.
The second situation, which is more common, is I'm at point A. I don't like my career and so forth. And I know what point B is, but I don't know how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third scenario is I'm at point A. So I don't like it. I want to go somewhere else. It's point B. I know how to get there.
I just can't do it.
But I can't do it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of an accountability game.
Like a
so
support.
Coaching starts off with, where are you now? Where do you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
And where, not just on the job. In fact, I break down all of our life's challenges and opportunities under seven, what I call the seven vital areas of life. That include our health, our family, our financial, intellectual, social, professional, and spiritual dimensions. And I use the metaphor of writing the book of life backwards. If you took each one of those and made it a chapter, and the day we were born, we were given a book and with those seven chapters, but the pages were all blank. And we're literally writing the book of life as we go through our day-to-day often. So the big challenge that I have with my clients is, on the last day of your life, what is it you want to be able to say about your health life? What do you want to say about your family life? What do you want to say about your financial life?
And not, so you're starting at the finish line and working the book
exactly
backwards.
Right. Exactly.
I see. I see. I love that, Don. I kind of want to live by that. That's such a great way of thinking. We are chatting this morning with Dr. Donald Wetmore, and he is a productivity coach. He created Productivity Institute about 30 years ago. He has already helped more than 100,000 people across the globe, and he is based right here in Stratford. And I know there's a full program, and certainly I would think there are going to be a few people, including even myself, Don, who would love to work with you deeper on this, because obviously, every story, everybody's background is going to be totally different and their goals are going to be different. But I guess my question would be to just give people an idea of how your program works, or to give sort of a starting tip for people. If you're really struggling with an aspect of your life with being productive, I was telling you that for me, on average, it's usually that time frame between when my show ends and when I pick up my kid from school. There's a good 2 to 3 hour gap in there. Some days it's gone because of events. Other days it's there and it gets wasted, whether that is distraction from the phone or distraction with the television, or I'm just not motivated because I just worked a 9 hour shift since 3 o'clock in the morning. How do you fix that? How do you gain motivation? How do you eliminate that? It's not as simple as just putting the phone in another room, because I've done that before. It doesn't mean the dishes are getting done earlier. It doesn't mean I'm doing that extra load of laundry that I could eliminate and have a more fun weekend. How do you begin to change those habits and create motivation, for example?
Remember the story of Alice in Wonderland?
Yes, of course.
And there's a passage where she's down. Alice is down in the rabbit hole.
Yes.
And she comes to a crossroads. She doesn't know to go left or right. Doesn't have a map. Never been there. Up in the tree is the
Cheshire Cat.
Cheshire Cat, and asks for some direction. Where do I go? Do I go left? Do I go right? And the cat asks a very important question. It says, "What's your destination?" To which Alice replied, "I don't know." And the cat says, "Then take either road. What difference does it make what road you're on if you don't know where you're going?" So, to your point, the idea of creating this book of life, figuring out what, writing the book of life backwards, on the last day of your life, what do you want to be able to say about your health life, on your family life, your financial life, and not where you think life will take you, but if you could just wave a magic wand, I mean, what would that be like? Once you've got clarity on where you're taking this, I call it me incorporated ourselves,
right.
You know. Once you've got clarity on where you're going, then you start to break it down into what do I got to do this month now, this week, this day in order to get there, because the bragging rights to a nice story at the end of life doesn't come to us based on what we do the last 3 days of our lives. It's what we're doing every single day of our lives. So as I sit here now, I have my plan of action here. I know what I'm going to do after I leave here at the studio and so forth. And I know what I'm going to be doing this weekend, the first hour. And some people say, "You're so uptight." I mean, you know, my wife teases me sometimes, says, "You can't do anything without writing it down." I said, "You can't even, you know, go to the bathroom." I said, "Well, yeah, I got it right in here."
You're like, "No, I scheduled that. That's fine. It's right before dinner time. We're good."
And in today's environment, we've got so many distractions, the social media and the phones, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But when you've got clarity on where you're going to go, then you get the motivation to go there. A lot of my thinking formed all of the stuff that I share with people. When I started off as an attorney, I was doing a lot of estate work, wills and so forth. And maybe it was a population I was dealing with, seniors and the like. And there was a lot of regret. Mm. Couldas and shouldas and wouldas. I could have spent more time. I should have done this. I could have gone and got a degree or whatever. And I'm as optimistic as anybody else, but at that point, you're not starting any long novels.
Right, right.
And I didn't want to wind up in there. I'm sure I'll have some regrets, but maybe not so many. And that's what I share with my clients.
I love that.
But one hack that I would share, and this would be great for kids as well, parents can share with kids, is to take, we have 24 hours in the day, 168 hours, okay? Take 1 hour a day and make it me time. Make it me time, okay? Give 23 hours to the world, okay, for social media and students and stuff, okay? And 1 hour a day of focused attention on something that you would like to do, a skill that you'd like to develop or something, you can become recognized as a world-class expert in a topic of your choice just by taking 1 hour a day of self-studying. You can learn all about, you know, marketing or hobbies, decorating, whatever, anything you want. 1 hour a day, 7 days a week, a course of a year, you're almost like a full-time student.
Yeah, that's really neat. That's such a great perspective. And what a great goal, and probably attainable once you can prioritize your time and figure out time management,
right,
which is the whole goal here. And so I do want to make sure, Don, that people get your information. Again, this is something that we can't possibly expect our kids to understand how to prioritize time and have time management and reach goals as well as they can if we can't practice that, if we struggle with that. So I want to give people your website. It is balancetime.com. Pretty straightforward, balancetime.com. And your number is 203-394-8216. Again, 203-394-8216. And while you are based in Stratford, as mentioned in the beginning, you have service people all over the world. So you will work with anybody. And I appreciate that you are willing to work with WICC. I would love to have you back on more often, Don. Do you think you'd want to come back in studio?
Sure. Be pleased to.
This poor guy. He's like being put on the spot. He's like, "What am I going to say? I'm looking right at you." I would love to have you back in studio. This has been really insightful, Don, and I want to thank you for the work that you're doing, taking a chance, walking away from a probably a very a wonderful career as an attorney, but serving the public with something that we all really struggle with, which is being productive and feeling like you have a fulfilled life. And I do want to also mention he's also an author. In fact, I have one of his many, many books right in front of me, The Productivity Handbook. And I can't wait to read this. I'm very excited. Can you basically find this in any bookstore or online?
It should be. Get it on Amazon.
All right. Definitely look this guy up, Dr. Donald Wetmore, and he has the Productivity Institute right here on WICC. Thank you, Don, for your time.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll talk again soon.